Welcome to today's market report. China's official purchasing managers' data showed that factory activity grew in the second largest economy in the world in July for a fifth straight month and at a faster pace, while Japan's industrial output snapped 4 months of decline in June. This provides welcome relief after second quarter GDP data for both Germany and the US showed horrific drops in growth on Thursday, caused by the lockdowns imposed to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. French GDP followed the theme on Friday, dropping by 13.8% in the second quarter, preparing the path for the official EU release later in the session. The markets are now focusing on indicators that can give a flavor of the strength of the recovery now that all countries have come out of lockdown. That said, the COVID-19 pandemic shows few signs of slowing down, with global cases approaching 17.3 million, according to Johns Hopkins data, and deaths well over 670,000. A number of countries around the world, including some in Europe, have seen rising numbers of new coronavirus infections, suggesting the lifting of lockdown measures has bred a second wave. GBP/USD rises to 131.30, up 0.26% on the day, and is on course for the five-year resistance line at 131.75. According to Carol Jones from Commerzbank, GBP/USD has maintained upside pressure and is poised to reach the 131.75, the 2015 to 2020 downtrend. The 132.01 March 2020 high lies just above here, and we would allow for these to hold the initial test. The reason why the pound is so strong despite the UK government's announcement concerning lockdown and Brexit negative news is that the US dollar's broad weakness. Given the absence of major British data events, traders will have to follow risk catalysts and the second tier statistics from the US for fresh impetus. Eurodollar is trading at 118.92 at press time, having put in a 25-month high of 119.05 earlier on the day. The dollar index was down 0.4% at 92.648. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.